Welcome to Breakthrough Thinking with Dave Isaac, a show about how to break through obstacles that may be holding you back in life or business. And now your host of Breakthrough Thinking, certified master practitioner in neuro-linguistic programming, business consultant, and CPA, Dave Isaac.
Live from the 1010 Studios in Phoenix, Arizona, you are listening to Breakthrough Thinking. Hi, everyone. Welcome to the show. I'm Dave Isaac, the host of Breakthrough Thinking, and I am so excited because live from San Diego, all the way in San Diego, probably beautiful weather out there, is Scotty Sachs. Scotty, how are you?
Hey, David. Doing great. How's it going today?
It's good. The weather's really nice out here, about 80, I'd say, 85 degrees, but I bet San Diego's pretty nice.
Very nice day. It's a beautiful sunny day, and it's probably, temperature-wise, it's about 70.
Wow, that's even better than 85. Let's go surfing.
Yeah, if you believe the micro forecast here, because we have multiple forecasts depending where in relationship to the ocean you live, but it's as cool as 64 inland today.
Oh, really? Okay. Well, that's not too bad, though. That's not bad. So San Diego, Phoenix, beautiful weather. Unlike maybe some other parts of the country, although I hear it's been pretty warm throughout the nation, though, over the last month or so.
Well, you know, we have an office in Chicago, and I talk to them almost all the time, and having grown up there, know what it's like to be there in the winter. But this winter was very mild, and two Saturdays ago, they broke a record. They had 82 degrees in March, and that was a broke a record going back to the 40s.
Oh, my gosh. That is huge. Wow, so let's all go back to Chicago. They have great food there.
So, yeah, it was heating up in Chicago and heating up at our office there, and was heating up because we got a lot of small to mid-sized companies that are very concerned about their marketing and very concerned about their being able to compete in these difficult economies that we're in, but I give them the same advice I give our audience listening today, that in every seat of economic adversity is a greater or equal seat of opportunity. And for those who get aggressive with their marketing and stay in the trenches, keep throwing punches, and fight the fight for 50 rounds or more, we actually will find ourselves coming out way ahead of our competition, those of us who remain aggressive during the very, I know they're difficult times, especially from a cash flow point of view for small business and mid-sized business. So what I wanted to do today is maybe talk about a couple things that in the first half of the show, I'd like to talk about a couple things that are going to help small to mid-sized business actually watch their dollars a lot closer and not have to worry about how do I get aggressive and how do I stay aggressive in this tough economy. And in the second half of the show, in about 20-some minutes from now, we'll bring on a partner of mine, and we're going to show the audience or talk to the audience about an absolutely phenomenal new form of marketing that is going on online. It's not pay-per-click. It's not SEO. It's not banner ads. It's I'm just going to tease it right now and say it's being able to use video online in much the same way you target your keyword searches when you're planning a pay-per-click campaign, only instead of AdWords, there are videos that are going to play.
I think that's the newest thing. I think that's where the trend is going, isn't it?
It is moving. It has been moving online for a couple of years, and just as quickly as this technology, marketing-wise, takes us to online, what we call online behavioral advertising, as quickly as that's happening, mobile devices are shaping up to be the real sort of frontier that we all need to figure out. Ultimately, marketers in the next 36 months are going to have a strategy for mobile marketing. It's just going to have to happen. If you want to be in business and you want to compete in whatever business category you're in, I don't care if you're a retailer, a service business like you and I are, if you're a online marketer, you're a traditional business-to-consumer marketing, or if you're a B2B marketer, whatever it is you're doing, we're going to have to use this online video capability as well as the mobile devices. And we can touch on that in the back half of the show when we get a partner of mine on named Keith Elgin. Keith will come on and talk to us about what we're doing, showing small business owners how to use online video.
That sounds really good. I think people, you know, from my perspective, you know, as you know, Scotty, I'm a CPA, business consultant, and people just still don't get it. You know, they think sales is marketing, so maybe they try to step up their sales. But what you're going to talk about is really, in its pure sense, marketing, which is much different than sales. Not to take anything away from having a sales force. However, you better think strategically. Marketing is in that vein.
Absolutely. And no matter how good your sales force or no matter how well you step up the sales game, you still have to have the lead. You still have to have potential or prospective customers to talk to. So I would ask a business owner who's got a good, well-oiled sales machine, whether it's a small sales force in a lot of small businesses, the principal owner of the company is the sales team, right? They are the ones generating the sales in the new business and making what I call the rainmaker. Who's the rainmaker in your business? And whether it's you as the business owner or you have a sales force working for you, where do you get your leads? How do you generate your potential customers? What sorts of lead generation advertising and marketing do you do? And what we're going to talk about in the back half of the show is what I believe to be the most powerful new form of lead generation. We've tested it. We're refining it. We're making it work. This is not something in the works. It's not something, hey, guess what? It's coming down the pike. It's happening now. We have our clients all over the country using this form of marketing, and it's just be really powerful, because at the end of the day, one of the things we know to be true after using video, both online as well as in traditional media over the years, nothing converts better than video. Video online will convert leads better than anything else. And if you can use video to generate leads, so if you were to draw a funnel, Dave, just like the funnel we use in the kitchen, if you were to imagine your marketing and sales as a funnel, what goes into the top of the funnel are, at the very top of the funnel are the marketing communications we use, right?
Yep, absolutely.
All the things we do to talk, all the touch points we have with our customers, prospective customers, are at the top of the funnel. Whether it be traditional advertising, newspaper, yellow pages, television, radio, cable TV, the internet, however we're generating prospects at the top of the funnel. And then as you come down the funnel through your various communications and points of contact, you move people through the sales process until they come out the bottom of the funnel as customers. And along the process today in that funnel, nothing's working better than video, both in terms of getting the lead into the funnel and converting the lead into a customer. Video, if people who are listening to the show have not contemplated a strategy in marketing that is inclusive of using online video, forget mobile for a minute, just thinking online, how can I market my business online today, and incorporating video into their strategy. If they're not doing that, they better get with it. Your competition's going to run circles around you if they're using video and you're not.
And they're probably already running circles around them because
They may very well be. And if you wonder why your business is shrinking and you can't keep the leads flowing or you're not converting your leads very well, maybe your competition's figured out the video game and maybe that's what's happening. But I thought what we'd do before we bring Keith on, I want to ask our listeners, if you have ever wondered what goes on in some of the more sophisticated companies with their marketing, what goes on to keep the wheels on track, or to keep the car on the track, to keep the wheels from coming off, I should say. When you're rolling along with a marketing campaign and you're spending money in your marketing and your advertising, and you're spending money to attract new customers, how do you keep that train on the track, keep the wheels from coming off, and make sure your advertising dollars are working to the very best of their ability, that everything you're doing is returning an investment? So how do you track it? How do you analyze it? How do you refine it? And how do you stay accountable? How do you maintain accountability in a small to mid-sized company in terms of your marketing processes and your marketing budgets? And that's something I'd like to talk about. If we have time before the break, I could start by asking a question.
Yeah, let's do that. We have about a couple minutes just before the first break, so let's ask the first question.
All right, so my question is, that everybody driving around or listening in their office or wherever you're at, I want to ask you, if you're a small to mid-sized business owner, do you have a system of accountability for your marketing processes? Do you track and analyze and evaluate every dollar you spend? And I don't mean by asking customers when they call, how did you find out about me? Because that's a method of tracking that is fundamentally flawed. So my question is, do you have an accountability system? Do you remain accountable in your business to your marketing spending? Do you track it? Do you analyze it? And if the answer is no, because you don't know how, I think this next segment after the break is going to be very, very helpful. So if you wonder how the heck do the big boys, and I'm not talking big boys in terms of size of company, I'm talking big boys who are at the top of their marketing game, how do they track and analyze their marketing? How do they refine it when they know it's not working? So in order to refine it, you have to first identify that it's working or it's not working, right?
You got to know, yeah, absolutely. You have to have a measurement system. That's really what you're talking about. Why don't we take a quick break now? But when we come back, let's talk more about that, accountability. And I have a question for you, Scotty, when we come back, about the different types of accountability. I have one from an NLP perspective that I think you'll find interesting, and we'll be right back.
Tax time is here again. Let Birenbaum & Spiess relieve your burden and stress while we provide you with easy and sophisticated preparation on your tax return. Whether you are a business such as a partnership or a corporation, as well as an individual, state, or trust, we can help you with your tax return preparation in a way that allows you to feel safe and secure. Birenbaum & Spiess has experienced, knowledgeable, and personable CPAs and staff, and look forward to helping you. Please call 602-266-5633 and ask for Mitchell Spiess, CPA.
Hi, I'm Paul, and I'm on the spectrum.
And I'm Kim, and I'm an autism specialist.
The second Monday and Tuesday of each month at 3 p.m. on 1010 a.m.
and online at breakradioshow.com, live and archived.
We're here to help you with
Understanding Autism.
Ridenour, Hynten & Lewis is a multi-practice law firm, ideally equipped to assist with a broad range of legal and business issues in corporate and financial transactions, real estate, commercial, litigation, bankruptcy, and private client practice. Ridenour, Hynten & Lewis is a law firm that bases its practice on understanding the businesses of their clients, and they use this insight to meet each client's unique and evolving legal challenges. Call or click today, 602-254-9900. Find them on the web at rhkl-law.com.
In today's environment, short sales, foreclosures, and bankruptcies seem to be the norm and not the exception. These events can be devastating emotionally as well as financially. But just when you thought it was over, you might start to wonder about the tax consequences of short sales, foreclosures, and bankruptcy. Tax law can be very complex, and it would be critical to understand the tax laws surrounding your situation. Call Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor, at 602-625-3074, 602-625-3074, to discuss your situation. He looks forward to talking with you.
And welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Thinking with Dave Isaac, and this is Profit Player starring Scotty Sachs. And Scotty, just before the break, I was going to ask you from an NLP perspective about accountability. That accountability, I know you're talking about, is to really be able to track and evaluate and adjust and account for every dollar you spend in marketing, seeing if it's working or not, what the return is. How about, you know, the small business owner, even the large one, personal accountability to even take that first step to be accountable?
Well, it's a good question, Dave. And interestingly enough, in our video course, Profit Player, which we have taken the 32 years of our marketing and as a company managing from Fortune 500 down to small companies, we have managed multi-billions of dollars in marketing campaigns. And one of the things we do in our online video series, it's a 17-module course that people can purchase online, and I'll give out the address at the end of the show. But in that module we call accountability, the very first thing we talk about is who is accountable? Who has to be accountable? And guess where we start, Dave, when we talk about who's got to be accountable in a business?
I'm going to say the top.
We start with the owner themselves.
That's yeah.
If the owner himself is not accountable and has not set up the metrics and the barometers, the bellwethers by which we measure, and we use the metrics, you know, we define some very specific metrics that I'll come back to. If the owner himself is not engaging in this sort of analysis, isn't setting up the metrics, and isn't doing their own accountability by tracking and analyzing the marketing, how can they expect anyone else to give a rat? Well, we'll stop there. How can they expect anybody to care in an organization unless they themselves as a business owner are accountable to their business? So we start with the owners and the management of the company. So if your question is, does an owner need to be accountable? Absolutely. In order to make anybody else accountable, the owner has to set the tone, and that's true in anything. You know, we do the sports talk radio, and can you imagine a coach of an NFL team actually asking his players to be accountable to something that they know full well the coach is not?
Yeah.
How seriously does your team take you?
Yeah, they talk about it all the time. I know here in Phoenix with the Coyotes, Dave Tippett, great coach, people need to know their role. They need to be accountable and responsible for their role for a team to win. I totally agree, and business is the same way.
Same way, and when it comes to marketing, accountability starts, like everything else, at the top. And then from there, once you as the owner are accountable and you've set up the systems for accountability, which we'll talk about shortly, then you can begin to make others accountable. And where we go from ourselves as the owner, we then move on to people in your business, beyond your management. If you have management, depending on how big the company, you actually want to extend this accountability to your vendors and the people you do business with, particularly those people who are involved in your marketing. So how do you make, as a business owner, how do you make your vendors accountable if they are, for example, your media vendors? What if you're a business owner that's using the Yellow Pages and you're in the newspaper? Perhaps they're running radio ads somewhere. Maybe they're doing some online advertising with one of the local companies that's out selling online advertising. There's a company called Reach Local that does a lot of business in the Valley. how do you make them accountable? And the answer is the same way you made yourself accountable, which is by creating these metrics that we're going to talk about and then sharing those with your vendors, sharing them with the companies that you buy products from, companies you buy advertising from. Everybody that you do business with should be held accountable. If they understand that you're holding them accountable, then the cost containments come into play. And there's nothing wrong with a business owner telling a newspaper they do business with, this is how many leads I need from the ad I buy in your newspaper every week. And because I'm spending $300 a week in your newspaper, and I need $100 lead cost, I need three ads every week. And if I don't get those three ads, are you going to make them up to me somehow, or am I going to pull my advertising and take it somewhere else?
So that's how you make vendors accountable. You really explain what your needs are, the criteria, and, well, they're either going to do it or not, but more than likely, I guess people want to do business with other people.
Well, you get into the whole negotiation, and, we created a video called The Seven Secrets of Negotiating for our customers so that this process becomes really easy. If you know how to present this information to your vendors and negotiate with them, it becomes a really easy process. It sounds like a lot, but it's really not. You know, most of us have relationships with our vendors. And over the years, if you're in business, you actually develop, a lot of these business relationships move into friendships. And you should be able to sit down with a vendor and say, look, I've instituted a system of accountability, and it includes tracking my leads or tracking my advertising. Let me share with you what my metrics are and the kind of roadmap I've created, and let me show you. I now break my advertising down into a cost per lead basis. If you're like many companies today, we're generating leads. The purpose of the advertising is to generate a lead. If you're a retailer and you're driving traffic, we have systems that show you how to know how much traffic you should be getting from your advertising in order to return the sales at the register. So either way, whether it's leads, the phone ringing or web forms online, or it's bodies in your store, sharing that which you need to happen from your marketing program with your key vendors is really important. And when they buy into it, they feel more a part of your business. They feel like they have some lines drawn around the relationship now, and they know how to perform. And if you're dealing with a rep from a newspaper or a radio station, or you're dealing with a rep in any sort of marketing capacity from the Yellow Pages, and that rep has a boss, how powerful is it for a media rep to walk into their boss's office and say, I now know how Dave Isaac measures success, and that advertiser who spent $300 a week in our publication, I now know how many leads they need, and here's what we have to create for them to make it happen.
That's so valuable. I think that's half the battle, just that by itself, being accountable, because that means you got to take personal responsibility. I think the world's full of people that do not like personal responsibility.
It's more than half the battle, Dave. If you've got that kind of relationship and your relationship has now turned from, one of conversation and one of sales conversation and sales hype. Our newspaper reaches more people in Phoenix and Scottsdale than any other newspaper. Oh, really? Does your newspaper generate leads at $100 a crack? Because that's what I need to have happen. And I'm frankly using the local shopper and getting leads for $50 each. Mm. And you guys are still not at 100. I don't care how many people you're reaching at this point. You're not cost effective for me as an advertising partner.
That really makes sense. And that is that in your programs, in your videos? I mean, your profit player and the negotiation part?
It's not in the negotiation part. It's in the module we call, it's actually all cumulative. We have a module specifically about accountability that we're talking about right now. We have a module that precedes the accountability module that teaches a business owner how to set the metrics. I call them metrics. They're objectives. What's your cost per lead objective? If you know how to figure out your cost per lead as a business owner, and you know what your cost per lead must be, we teach you how to figure those things out in Profit Player.
That is really, really valuable, I think. I don't think you should wait till the end of the show to give out the number. Why don't we do it? We got a couple minutes before the break, but this is a good time halfway through the show in case people, tune in and tune out. But
I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to do something, Dave. I don't think I've done this on the show before. I believe so strongly in this program, and I, I've spent 32 years managing billions of dollars in media, my staff and I, Dave, and it's not about the money today on the radio here. It's about helping small business owners. I'm going to give the first business owner that sends me an email with a subject line, Breakthrough Radio. Put in the subject line, Breakthrough Radio, send an email to SS, that's two S's, double S, at Click N Brick Marketing, it's just CLICK, the letter N, and the word brick, .net. Click N Brick .net. SS at click, like the click of a mouse, N as in the word no, and brick, like brick and mortar, click and brick .net. SS at click N Brick .net. Send me an email, subject line Breakthrough Radio. Give me your contact information, and I'm going to give the first person that I get an email from, I'm going to give them the Profit Player system for free.
For free? Wow.
We'll give it to them for free. We'll run them through the program, and I'll throw in 1 month of coaching with one of my two coaches. It's a weekly coaching session to hold you accountable as you go through the 17 modules of Profit Player. I'll give them 4 weeks of free coaching on top of it.
Now, you said SS, so that's like in Scotty Sachs.
That's correct. That's in my name.
S is in Sam. S is in Sam. Click at. Click and the letter N.
Brick. BLICKNBRICK.net.
Wow. I'm going to get my computer out. I want in on that action. That's pretty good. That is... What does it usually cost for this Profit Player?
Well, Dave, I was going to put it out to the market consistent with what other comparable information products sell for. And I don't mean comparable in terms of marketing specifically, but programs like this are usually sold for anywhere from $997 all the way up to $1,997.
Hmm.
I wanted to do this for the masses and make it affordable, so I put out Profit Player at $497.
Wow.
And it's a full fundamentals program. It teaches the 32 years of fundamentals, the same stuff we use with our clients that we manage billions of dollars, into a 17-module video series. It's really simple. We teach you to watch one module a week. That's it. It's not overwhelming. It's not time-consuming. The typical module is 45 minutes to an hour. We ask you to go through each module twice. Once, just listening, and the second time, taking notes. And after two times through each module, going through one module a week, over 17 weeks, you will come out the other side of this program fully immersed, having taken that deep dive into the fundamentals of marketing. You'll come out the other side in a position to manage your company's marketing in a way you never, ever thought possible before.
So you're going to save someone $497 just by, you and the subject line, Breakthrough Thinking Radio, and then send the email SS at SamSam at click. And then the letter N as in Nancy, and then brick as in
.net.
brick.net. So SS at click in the letter N, brick.net. Wow. That's very generous, Scotty.
And I will tell you that those people that end up buying Profit Player are actually given two guarantees. We have a double guarantee with the program. The first guarantee is a 30-day money-back guarantee, no questions asked. You go through it for 30 days, if it's not what you expected and if you're not feeling it, it's not working for you. We ask zero questions. You don't even need to give us a reason. You simply cancel. You get a full refund. You keep the videos you've received, get your money back. And then we have a second guarantee that comes after 12 months. And I did this, Dave, because I think people should put their money where their mouth is when they're selling information and selling their expertise, their proprietary information. And my guarantee is if you don't get 10 times the value, meaning $4,970, if you don't believe, let's call it $5,000 worth of value, if you don't think you've increased your bottom line profits $5,000 or generated $5,000 in incremental sales after 12 months, assuming you can demonstrate you've gone through the whole program, which we know because we can track your video consumption, we are able to monitor your use of the program through our software that we use to put out this membership site. So the product is delivered on a membership site where you log in with a username and password, and we're able to track your use. So assuming you've actually gone through the program and you've completed all the worksheets, if you don't get 10 times the value, after the full year, I will personally come in and work your business for 90 days with you. And if we can't turn it around, I'll give you your money back again.
Wow. So, Scotty, you're pretty generous. And not that you have a lot of time on your hands. It's going to be that's quite a nice personal guarantee there. Why don't we take a quick break right now? And when we come back, I believe your guest will probably be calling in, right?
He is, yeah.
Okay, very cool. And, he's ringing right now. So we'll be back in a few minutes. This is Profit Players starring Scotty Sachs, and we'll be right back.
Hey, I'm Lisa Masters, single mom to two amazing boys on the spectrum and author of The Funny Side of Autism. April 20th marks the first annual Time Went On for Autism benefit at the Compound Grill in Phoenix. It will be a fun night out to benefit the Autism Society Greater Phoenix Chapter. We have a wonderful evening planned, including dinner, entertainment, silent auctions, raffles, and a copy of my latest book, The Funny Side of Autism Around the World. For ticket info, go to the calendar tab at thecompoundgrill.com. Hope to see you there.
Your body is the greatest gift that you will ever be given. How well are you taking care of yours? Hey everyone, this is Journey Reeves, owner of Mind Body Unlimited. More important than time or money, your health is the secret to a truly wealthy life. We can customize an exercise and diet program that greatly enhances your quality of life. If you are sick and tired of feeling sick and tired, give us a buzz at 480-370-7768. That's 480-370-7768 to schedule your free, no-obligation consultation today.
Hirschberger Assisted Living Home for the Elderly, whether it's a need to recuperate after surgery or just need daily assistance to enrich their life, you can trust that your loved one is being well cared for. Our caregivers are fully licensed by the Arizona Department of Health. An experienced team of professionals provide expert medical care, including physical, occupational, and recreational therapy, wound care, medication management, nutritional support, and personal care. All faiths are welcome. Hirschberger Assisted Living Home, founded in 1997, will provide your loved ones a quality of life with loving care. Call Shirley Hirschberger today at 602-314-6937. That's 602-314-6937, or visit the website ahomewithshirley.com. Hirschberger Assisted Living, home is where the heart is.
And welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Thinking with Dave Isaac. And this is Profit Players starring Scotty Sachs all the way from San Diego. And Scotty, this is really good stuff. I'm such a proponent of marketing that I can't even tell my clients I just overemphasize it all the time how important that is. And so few people get it. What can you do? You know, and that's what you're trying to make a difference. That's what you're doing.
Dave, you're such a proponent that you tell your clients that they should cut their accounting fees back and reinvest the difference in marketing, right?
I absolutely do that, but somehow I get loyal clients and they go, no, we want to pay you. No, not really. But no, I really believe that, though. I believe people need to reallocate their resources and find a way to really substantially, not a little bit, but substantially increase their marketing. It, to me, it's a no-brainer, but that's why I believe the masses are struggling. I really do. That's a big part of it.
Here's how simple it is for a business to determine marketing spending, Dave. All of marketing, from Fortune 500 companies down to small business, all of marketing has to be based on a single number, okay? If you want to break it down on a 12-month calendar basis, all of marketing is based on a percentage of a company's total gross sales, okay? So you take your total gross sales, you look at your industry, and Profit Player has a module with a worksheet that we list. I think there's over 50 industries on our worksheet that we identify the correct percentage, what is currently happening in the real world. If you're a retailer, if you're a home improvement company, if you're a medical marketing company, if you're a professional services business, if you're a speaker, an author, a coach, if you're running an automotive business, depending on your industry, we have a recommended spending based on what the industry is currently doing. And I can tell you, Dave, they're all between 5 and 10% of gross sales. There's a couple of exceptions, so let me put that out there. I don't want to get a phone call from somebody saying, you said everybody's between 5 and 10. 95% of businesses in the United States and Canada, I can only speak to North America, and so I'll even throw in Mexico. In all of North America, where we've done most of our work, 32 years, between 5 and 10% of your sales in marketing, depending on your industry. So if your company doing $2 million in sales and you're a retailer and you're spending anything less than $100,000 on marketing, which is 5%, unless you're in a mall, you're located in a mall where you're spending more money for rent than a strip center or a freestanding building that you might own, mall retailers don't spend 5% on marketking. They might spend 2 to 3%. But all other retailers spend in the 5% range.
So people should check that. But we do have your guest calling
Very
in
good.
Right now. Let's welcome Keith Elgin to the show. Keith, welcome to the show.
I appreciate that. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. And, of course, you know Scotty Sachs on the other line all the way from San Diego.
Absolutely.
All right, Scotty.
Keith is calling from somewhere in where are you at right now, Keith? You in Mesa?
Phoenix, Arizona. Yeah,
you're in Phoenix.
You're
okay.
In Phoenix. You should have come down to the studio. Here we are. I'm all alone sitting right here looking at Tommy.
I wish I could be there.
So I wanted to bring Keith on, Dave, because we have a development here in the last, really since the fourth quarter of last year. Click and Brick Marketing has been working on developing a new frontier of sorts, and it's using a technology very much based on putting cookies on computers, and I know that ruffles a few feathers when you say we're using cookies. And when I say we're using cookies, I will tell you that, trust me, we're not pulling any personal data off of people's computers. We're not that smart. We're using the same thing that Google would use to know what websites you visited and so forth. But at the end of the day, Keith is heading up a division that is essentially using what we refer to as online behavioral advertising. We're now placing videos online. We have several different marketing platforms that have gone out and have between 8 and 10,000 publishers. These are website owners who allow on their site, on their website, who allow us to put videos on their site. And Keith is heading up that division, and we're also working on the mobile side. There's a lot of mobile play involved in this, but for simplicity's sake today, we'll keep it limited to the online. So just picture 20,000 websites out there that all, they're all video-based websites, because in order to place a video ad, you have to be on a video website. So whether you're checking out news, weather, sports, you're just online watching videos on a site like a YouTube competitor. There's a couple of competitors to YouTube that play video. Regardless of what you're doing on the Internet, if you're watching videos, Dave, you probably have seen these pre-roll ads, have you not?
I have.
Okay, so that's pretty much the best way to describe this, although our technology is a little different. And some of it gives more control to the viewer in terms of whether or not they want to watch the ad. But I'm going to turn over to Keith. He can tell us a little bit more about what we're doing.
Well, Scott and Dave, it's an amazing trend that's happening over the last couple of years. Most advertisements you've seen in front of that video, although, you know, some viewers out there might think annoying, are very effective. But basically, to give you an idea of how many videos, now again, not the little ads in front of the videos, but online videos that are being viewed monthly, in December of 2010, we hit a record, and we've blown that record since then. But in December 2010, Scott and Dave, 5.9 billion videos were viewed just in the U.S. alone. 5.9 billion.
Wow.
In the Phoenix market, just in the Phoenix market, and I'm not sure, Scott, how many people are in San Diego, but in Phoenix, the surrounding market, we got about 4 million people. Google tells us that you take the population, 4 million times 10, and that's how many online videos are being viewed every single month in the Phoenix market. That's 40 million videos every month in the Phoenix market. That's a huge, huge inventory of people watching online videos. And many of our listeners on the line have seen those little 30-second commercials, 15-second commercials, where you can put your business up in front of these videos on websites, on video viewing sites like Hulu.com and YouTube, thousands and thousands of video sites and websites that our publisher uses. In fact, our publisher, Scott, who you know we're contracted with now, provides two-thirds of that 5.9 billion videos that were viewed in December 2010. So we're working with some incredible publishers that can deliver that video message up. And I'd imagine there's a lot of listeners out there as well that own their own business, that have tried TV and had some limited success to that. But you've already got a commercial already made. All we got to do is put that in a video and pop it up on these video viewing sites, and we can do that for them.
So that's fantastic. I mean, look at the trend, and it's only going to get bigger, I would suspect, right? Right, Keith?
Absolutely. I mean, I don't know what the number is now, but this past December, it's probably more than 5.9 billion. I don't have the number right now handy, but you know, think about it. Think about how you watch video, and you know, Fox News and CNN, and you know, we all get our news online now. And we're kind of moving away from that you know, nighttime news channel that we used to watch. And we get our video now and our information much faster on the Internet before the programming even happens at 6 o'clock at night.
Yeah, no doubt that's a trend. Why don't we take a quick break right now? And when we come back, we'll continue this discussion. It's a really important discussion. If you own a business, you want to really get into the marketing, really the marketing realm, as well as using video. And we're talking to Keith Elgin and Scotty Sachs, Profit Player. We'll be right back.
Are you standing at a crossroad in life wondering what's next? Is it time to reinvent your relationship, your career, your life? Whether you're ready for a reinvention revolution or a reinvention evolution, the support of a couple of great coaches can get you there. When you decide it's time to take your life from just functional to optimal, call Joe and Lori Battaglia of Living the Dream Coaches, 888-505-5762. That's 888-505-5762 or go online to www.livingthedreamcoaches.com. That's www.livingthedreamcoaches.com.
In today's environment, short sales, foreclosures, and bankruptcy seem to be the norm and not the exception. These events can be devastating emotionally as well as financially. But just when you thought it was over, you might start to wonder about the tax consequences of short sales, foreclosures, and bankruptcy. Tax law can be very complex, and it would be critical to understand the tax laws surrounding your situation. Call Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor at 602-625-3074, 602-625-3074 to discuss your situation. He looks forward to talking with you.
Hirschberger Assisted Living Home for the Elderly. Whether it's a need to recuperate after surgery or just need daily assistance to enrich their life, you can trust that your loved one is being well cared for. Our caregivers are fully licensed by the Arizona Department of Health. An experienced team of professionals provide expert medical care, including physical, occupational, and recreational therapy, wound care, medication management, nutritional support, and personal care. All faiths are welcome. Hirschberger Assisted Living Home, founded in 1997, will provide your loved ones a quality of life with loving care. Call Shirley Hirschberger today at 602-314-6937. That's 602-314-6937, or visit the website ahomewithshirley.com. Hirschberger Assisted Living, home is where the heart is.
Your body is the greatest gift that you will ever be given. How well are you taking care of yours? Hey everyone, this is Journey Reeves, owner of Mind Body Unlimited. More important than time or money, your health is the secret to a truly wealthy life. We can customize an exercise and diet program that greatly enhances your quality of life. If you are sick and tired of feeling sick and tired, give us a buzz at 480-370-7768. That's 480-370-7768 to schedule your free, no-obligation consultation today.
And welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Thinking with Dave Isaac, and this is Profit Player starring Scotty Sachs all the way from San Diego. I guess I have Los Angeles on my brain. That's where I was born, Scotty. But anyway, and we also have Keith Elgin all the way from Phoenix. He should be in the studio. Anyway, guys, welcome back.
Hey, thanks, Dave. I wanted to start this segment. I had a chance to go check my email while we were on break, and I wanted to announce the winner of our little giveaway. We have a winner who emailed me first. His name is Jarl Kubat, K-U-B-A-T, J-A-R-L, Jarl Kubat, from West USA Realty in Mesa, Arizona. Jarl, I'll be in touch with you, and I'll look forward to working with you.
Wow, that's sort of cool. That's a lucky guy, I got to tell you. It's not about, Scotty, I'm just going to interject this real quick, even though we just have one segment left. It's just not about saving the $497. That's the minor part. I mean, the wealth and the value this guy's going to get is going to be off the charts.
You know, I don't know how to tell people, Dave, that, you know, they should pull $497 out of their pocket and buy my product. Obviously, it would sound extremely and almost to the point of nausea. It would sound to me self-serving to sit here and tell people why they should buy my product. There's another place and time for that. I don't really feel this is the time and place for that. But at the end of the day, this man, Jarl, I would assume it's a man, Jarl instead of Carl, J-A-R-L, Kubat, from West USA Realty in Mesa. This company, even if they had spent the $497, I will pretty much, well, I do guarantee, and my guarantee in this thing is that if you don't get the value, you get your money back. So they're going to get so much value out of this, and be interesting to bring them back on the air after they go through the program. But I want to get back to the online video, because Keith's here, and Keith's got a really interesting business that he's heading up for us, and I'm just excited by the ability to take any size company. Now, there's really no minimum investment required in this online video game. It's sort of like pay-per-click in terms of how we set it up. There is no minimum. However, we do have some suggested tactics that we use. But, Keith, why don't you tell them the kind of companies are using online video right now?
Well, it's a good question, Scott. I mean, from small to medium-sized to national brands, I mean, you know, mostly our listeners out there on the radio have probably seen the national brands, and they've been asking themselves the question, how can I play in that market? And they haven't been able to figure it out because it hasn't really come to the small and medium-sized markets. But now it's here, and that's the division that we're heading up now at Click and Brick Marketing, and I'm proud to be a part of that and then blessed to be a part of that. And, you know, but we can take the small businesses, you know, a budget as small as, you know, a grand or, you know, whatever they want to spend, $500, whatever they want to spend to get their video commercial, you know, 30-second piece or 15-second piece up and running on, and not only that, demographically targeting it by age, income level, gender, what kind of websites these kind of people that are, would be interested in their product that would use and put the video right in the right spot of where their perfect clients are watching video.
And let me add something to that. The reason, Keith, you said something really important in that last statement. You said that you're used to seeing these national ads online and that it hasn't come to the local market yet. And we are the first, Dave. We actually, Keith and I, signed exclusive agreements. We have exclusivity both in Southern California, where I'm at, and in the Valley, the Phoenix Scottsdale market. Keith and I own the exclusive rights to these video platforms. And the reason we can bring it now to a market locally is because we're able to target this based on zip code, Dave. We're able to literally go to a business owner and say, where do you do business? What zip codes do you want these videos to play in? Now, needless to say, if we only have a few zip codes to work with, there aren't as many impressions or video placements that we can purchase on behalf of a small business that's looking to stay local. But it's done. We're doing it. It's being done based on geography. So the zip codes you want to reach or the market area, most of our clients are telling us what DMA or what we call designated market area. That's the greater Phoenix, Scottsdale metropolitan area. It's the same area that you would define the broadcast TV stations make up with their reach. So we can use geography to target these videos. Keith said it. We can use demographics. You can literally tell us, I want to reach only men ages 25 and older because I'm selling golf equipment, or I'm a golf retailer and I want to reach, or I'm a golf travel planner and I plan golf vacations for people for a living. I only want to reach golfers in these zip codes. They tend to be men, or they're women and men. What age? We even have access, Dave, to income and other demographic information that we can append so that we can really get these online video marketing programs extremely targeted. Keith, aren't we targeting this based on a number of criteria?
Well, absolutely. And we've got all that criteria, the way we plug it in the system. I want to make a point as well that 71% of men and women, equal number, 71% are watching video online. And listen to these demographics and age, Scott. 18 to 29 years old. 92% of people 18 to 29 years old are watching video online. 80% are between the ages of 30 and 49. 54% are watching it between the ages of 50 and 64. And listen to this, 65-plus seniors are watching video online at a record of 31% of that population. And then I also noticed 81% of Hispanics watch video online. So the trend is here, and it's catchy, and a lot of businesses are moving forward to this. Nielsen came out, Scott, and said that it's better to combine TV and video ad advertising together. The recall is up 18%, brand recall is up 35%, message recall up 53%, and likability is up 31% when you combine your video ad commercial, the 30-second commercial in front of videos, in addition to your television advertising.
That's powerful. Boy, Keith, I mean, you could see it. The handwriting's on the wall, isn't it?
Yeah, I can tell you, Keith and I just did a program for a client of ours that we picked four cities where they owned condominiums and they're marketing condominiums. This is a company that buys condos out of bankruptcy and then resells them to consumers, to the local market, both people who are looking at condominiums as a primary residence, as a purchase to live in, or the investor market, which is about a third of their business. So a third of the condos they're selling are people buying as an investment. They're going to sit on it for 10 years or more and build equity. We just did this in four markets, Dave. The way these campaigns are bought are based on impressions. So we bought 125,000 impressions per market over 2 weeks. And we went into markets, Louisville, Houston, somewhere in Florida, I don't remember where. The fourth market was Charlotte, North Carolina. And we bought 125,000 impressions in each one of those markets. And because you can click through the video, all of these videos allow the viewer to click through to a website or a designated URL. We had a 1% click-through. So we had over 1,000 people clicking through our ad, going to the website for more information. You think our client got some leads, Dave?
Oh, I can imagine. That is fantastic. I mean, there's no doubt about what's going on. We only have about 2 minutes left. Do you want to, maybe we should give out the contact information or maybe take 1 minute, maybe summarize what we've been talking about.
Well, let me do this. Say, there's two things. One profit player we talked about today, and this is for small to mid-sized business owners. It's a marketing fundamentals course. It'll put you on track if you're frustrated, tired of chasing shiny objects and the flavor of the month in terms of your marketing. Stop. Get back to fundamentals. Profit Player, you can reach us. Go online, profitplayer.net. Profitplayer.net. And then, Keith, why don't you give out some contact info for anyone interested in online videos?
Sure. In the Phoenix market, as well as the San Diego market, call 480-695-1843. Again, 480-695-1843, and we'll get your questions answered. We can even set up a time to visit and show you a little presentation about what we do, and give us a call.
Wow, that's good stuff. So let's see, that's profitplayer.net for the website, and then, of course, the phone number for Keith, 480-695-1843. And congratulations to the winner. What was the name again, Joe? His name was Joe.
No, it's Jarl, J-A-R-L, Jarl, and I will be emailing him back and getting in touch with him, so congratulations. And for those of you small business owners, log on to profitplayer.net, watch some videos, and I encourage you to kick the tires because you have nothing to lose. We have a double guarantee. Your money is guaranteed back if you're not getting the value out of the program. And I not only guarantee you your value, the $497, but I guarantee 10 times the value. And if you can't generate $5,000 in an incremental business or make $5,000 to the bottom line more profitable because of what we teach in terms of marketing fundamentals, one way or the other, it's a 10-time guarantee, profitplayer.net. And Dave, it's always good to be with you on the radio.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you so much, Scotty Saxon. Keith Elgin, thank you so much. We'll have to meet someday because you're right here in our neighborhood. Anyway, Keith Elgin, thank you. Scotty Saxon, Profit Player, thank you so much. And we'll talk to you soon, Scotty.
Go on, David. Bye-bye.
All right, thanks. And stay tuned. 3 o'clock coming right up. We have really a great guest from the American Lung Association. We have the executive director. We also have some of the chairmen for the event coming up in April. So stay tuned. 3 o'clock. We'll be right back.
This is Arizona Station, 1010 KXXT, Tolleson, Phoenix.
Reidenauer, Heighton & Lewis is a multi-practice law firm, ideally equipped to assist with a broad range of legal and business issues in corporate and financial transactions, real estate, commercial, litigation, bankruptcy, and private client practice. Reidenauer, Heighton & Lewis is a law firm that bases its practice on understanding the businesses of their clients, and they use this insight to meet each client's unique and evolving legal challenges. Call or click today, 602-254-9900. Find them on the web at rhkl-law.com.
If you're concerned that you are making financial decisions on information that may be incorrect or not up to date, Birnbaum and Spean can help. We are certified QuickBooks advisors. Let us review your financial data to make sure it is accurate and up to date. We can also review the setup and procedures used to avoid the costly decisions as you grow your business. Call Mitchell Spean, CPA and QuickBooks Pro Advisor at 602-266-5633 to get started.
Reidenauer, Heighton & Lewis is a multi-practice law firm, ideally equipped to assist with a broad range of legal and business issues in corporate and financial transactions, real estate, commercial, litigation, bankruptcy, and private client practice. Reidenauer, Heighton & Lewis is a law firm that bases its practice on understanding the businesses of their clients, and they use this insight to meet each client's unique and evolving legal challenges. Call or click today, 602-254-9900. Find them on the web at rhkl-law.com.
Are you standing at a crossroad in life wondering what's next? Is it time to reinvent your relationship, your career, your life? Whether you're ready for a reinvention revolution or a reinvention evolution, the support of a couple of great coaches can get you there. When you decide it's time to take your life from just functional to optimal, call Joe and Lori Battaglia of Living the Dream Coaches, 888-505-5762. That's 888-505-5762, or go online to www.livingthedreamcoaches.com. That's www.livingthedreamcoaches.com.
In today's environment, short sales, foreclosures, and bankruptcy seem to be the norm and not the exception. These events can be devastating emotionally as well as financially. But just when you thought it was over, you might start to wonder about the tax consequences of short sales, foreclosures, and bankruptcy. Tax law can be very complex, and it would be critical to understand the tax laws surrounding your situation. Call Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor, at 602-625-3074, 602-625-3074, to discuss your situation. He looks forward to talking with you.
Hey, I'm Lisa Masters, single mom to two amazing boys on the spectrum and author of The Funny Side of Autism. April 20th marks the first annual Taiwan On for Autism benefit at the Compound Grill in Phoenix. It will be a fun night out to benefit the Autism Society Greater Phoenix Chapter. We have a wonderful evening planned, including dinner, entertainment, silent auctions, raffles, and a copy of my latest book, The Funny Side of Autism Around the World. For ticket info, go to the calendar tab at thecompoundgrill.com. Hope to see you there.
Your body is the greatest gift that you will ever be given. How well are you taking care of yours? Hey everyone, this is Journey Reeves, owner of Mind Body Unlimited. More important than time or money, your health is the secret to a truly wealthy life. We can customize an exercise and diet program that greatly enhances your quality of life. If you are sick and tired of feeling sick and tired, give us a buzz at 480-370-7768. That's 480-370-7768 to schedule your free, no-obligation consultation today.
Hirschberger Assisted Living Home for the Elderly. Whether it's a need to recuperate after surgery or just need daily assistance to enrich their life, you can trust that your loved one is being well cared for. Our caregivers are fully licensed by the Arizona Department of Health. An experienced team of professionals provide expert medical care, including physical, occupational, and recreational therapy. wound care, medication management, nutritional support, and personal care. All faiths are welcome. Hershberger Assisted Living Home, founded in 1997, will provide your loved ones a quality of life with loving care. Call Shirley Hershberger today at 602-314-6937. That's 602-314-6937, or visit the website ahomewithshirley.com. Hershberger Assisted Living, home is where the heart is.
Hi, I'm Paul, and I'm on the spectrum.
And I'm Kim, and I'm an autism specialist.
The second Monday and Tuesday of each month at 3 p.m. on 1010 a.m.
and online at breakradioshow.com, live and archived.
We're here to help you with
Understanding Autism.